At JCPenney, we make fashion count for everybody and everybody. Get pieces that fit and flatter at prices that feel good. Mix easy on cargos with breezy tops or polish your look with soft suiting. Step into JCPenney brands that get you, like St. John's Bay and Worthington, each in women's petite and plus sizes too. Guys, you're good to go in brands like Mutual Weave, J. Farrar, and Stafford. Style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey there, this is Ray Higdon, and welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Higdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. So today's question comes from Matthew Workman. Matthew Workman says, buying leads, good idea? Approach when contacting and good sources? Hashtag AskRay. So couple things there. Number one, is it a good idea to buy leads? You know, that depends. It's not my personal favorite approach. However, I know people that they've built empires from buying leads. So if the question is, does buying leads work? The answer is yeah. I mean, I know lots of people that that's been their main strategy. For me, I would rather put in the work to learn attraction marketing to attract people to me that are actually looking forward to hearing from me. That's just me personally. Now, that takes a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of study, and a lot of action. If you wanted to tomorrow go get a bunch of leads and call them, you can buy leads. You know, so I'm not anti-buying leads. It's just not my personal favorite. As far as a good source, I actually have a relationship with Responsive Data, who is one of the premier providers of leads. You can check it out at topearnerleads.com if you'd like to, you know, buy leads and you know, call some. Topearnerleads.com. You can get, you know, real-time leads if you want. You can get older leads, you know, whatever works for you. As far as approach, you know, you want to know, how did they become a lead? For example, if you are buying older, like genealogy leads or something like that, you want to qualify quickly, and you know, just state the obvious. Hey, at one point in time, you were interested in a home-based business. Are you still looking? You know, that's a really simple approach, and you know, you keep it brief. This is one of those things that if you're newer to calling leads, then you have to understand that it's going to be a low percentage close and you're going to have to call a lot of people. However, it's great practice. It really is. I think too often people think that when they buy leads, they should be lay down sales, and that's almost never the case. It just isn't. So is buying leads a good idea? It can be. It's up to you. Me personally, I like the fact that we've learned how to market to get leads coming to us. However, if you want to dictate that you call a bunch of people tomorrow, buy leads. You can check it out at topearnerleads.com. Hopefully that helps you in your question, Matthew, and anyone else out there that was wondering whether they should buy leads or not. And we'll talk to you in the next one. Bye-bye.